This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. It is the days after the debate, and we're counting the days in between. Everywhere you turned, all you heard was conversation about, did you watch the debate and what did you think? So many of you had plenty to say as you filled up the mailbag once again, and it had to deal with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and what was going to happen on November 8th. Not a shocker that this is overtaking our thoughts, as we've been off and on the campaign trail along the way here since, gosh, doesn't it feel like we've been talking about just the two of them before the conventions? Because this inevitably is where we believed we were going to end up. I want to say at the beginning of the show that Nail the Score is coming up in our second hour in our last segment. I still get a lot of questions about, when is Nail the Score again? I can't remember what the day is. So just as a reminder, yes, that's when the day is. It is coming up. All right, we go to Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, we have some breaking news. Shimon Peres, an Israeli statesman, of course, and Nobel Peace Prize winner, is dead at the age of 93. I can imagine in Washington there will be plenty of reaction to this. We know that he wasn't well, but again, just officially the notice comes down that he has passed.
Exactly. Yeah, we've already received a statement from President Barack Obama late this evening saying that he is somebody who was a key figure in advancing human dignity. A very poignant statement coming from him for a figure who was really historic in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's interesting because as we are in this political moment right now with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, as I was talking about after the debate, you think of how statesmanlike Peres was and how many friends actually he had in Washington. And just the other day, Bibi Netanyahu, a lot was talked about as to whether or not these two candidates would be a friend of Israel. And, of course, Trump has ties to Israel, and so does Hillary Clinton, and it's actually not an issue. And I believe that Netanyahu has said that either one of the two candidates from that perspective, they're fine, but it goes to that relationship with the country, doesn't it?
No, it certainly does. And that was, something that was on display last night. You know, there was most people kind of coming out and noting that there were pretty drastic differences between the two, presentations of each candidate. And I'm sure, just that kind of angle, where we look at the international community and we look at the impact that individuals can have on it, is going to be a bigger issue in light of this. So I think it's a very fair point to make, and one that I'm sure we're going to be discussing for a good part of this week.
All right, so we talked about the debate. You were there the other day, and this is what's being talked about now today as to who won and what happened. And what are your thoughts on Trump or Clinton now that we've had a day to digest it?
I know last night I was a little bit wishy-washy, didn't want to move one way too fast or give too much of a snap judgment, but now it really is kind of looking like Hillary Clinton is easily sort of the winner of this. And that really became clear, reviewing the transcript and just seeing what was said. And I guess more importantly, what was not said. Hillary Clinton, of course, was well prepared. She was able to, give answers. She was able to keep her cool. Donald Trump, as we look back in this, just had a good number of, strange moments talking about cybersecurity and invoking his 10-year-old son, accusing Clinton of essentially hiding ISIS her entire adult life, which just doesn't make sense on the, factual side of things. But then one of the bigger issues, I think, is that Trump left a lot of big key issues on the table. He went down the email attack once, ended up getting an applause line from within the you know, theater, something that was not permitted. But he didn't revisit that. He didn't invoke the Clinton Foundation. He didn't go down the Benghazi route. A lot of these things that are really sort of the greatest hits for him on the campaign trail, he just didn't bring to the debate, which I think, you know, is pretty significant. You know, ultimately, neither candidate really breached out or reached out beyond their sort of bases. But Trump really didn't do much to, you know, bolster his.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And this is obviously really, really huge. Obviously, politicians can't dance. I'm sure that you are stunned that Governor Goodhair from Texas, Rick Perry, has been booted off Dancing with the Stars.
I mean, not really surprising if you consider how long he lasted in the last presidential race. You know, he was one of the first people to leave that time around. So I just don't think the guy can catch a break.
I don't think so either. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. So Shimon Peres, obviously that is a huge story. Again, he wasn't necessarily well, but just news of his death and the history he was part of, and of course the United States relationship and different leaders with Perez over the years. Big news as far as Wells Fargo is concerned. There's been a clawback. Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf has agreed to give up $41 million in uninvested stock awards following the board of directors' investigation into the sales practices of the company. He knew he was under fire for sure because of all of the false accounts that were open and in light of the people also who were fired. So Wells Fargo's head of community banking also is going to forego her uninvested equity stock awards valued at like $19 million. Thank goodness there was something that had to happen here. It certainly is not enough. But you were saying to yourself, how can they get away with this? Her name, by the way, Carrie Tolstead. So she was responsible, actually, for the division during the time employees supposedly created the sham accounts to meet sales targets. She said she's going to retire at the end of the year. Duh. You think so? So both of them were responsible at a time when hundreds of thousands of accounts were secretly opened for customers by employees. Wells Fargo said more than 5,000 were fired for opening the accounts, allegedly done to meet sales targets set by management and to earn bonuses. But so far, only the lowest-level employees have been punished by this supposed fraud. No top-level executives penalized up until Tuesday. Of course, the U.S. Labor Department, after all the fireworks over this, they're going to investigate the practice. The Labor Secretary, in a letter Monday to Senator Warren, said that Wells Fargo, you know, sent a letter to Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Wells Fargo, of course, has no comment on this. But, you know, the bottom line is the stakes are obviously huge, huge. The testimony, shocking, when Stumpf said the decision regarding executive pay clawbacks would be in the hands of the board, specifically the Human Resource Committee. He's the chairman of the board, so there you go. What goes around comes around. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Trying to be right, I'm looking for the safest string to pull. I'm looking for a place to stay the night till the clouds start to roll or the sickness takes its toll.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney once again as we navigate these waters here on America Tonight. I have another edition of Odds and Ends. And why do we do Odds and Ends? Because as much as we can dance around on the political trail, and it's so fun to do that, there are other things that are happening in the world. Shocker. I mean, there's other things happening. I can't believe it. All right. So, for example, as we traverse around the country, yes, again, we know that many of you were focused on the debate, as I was, right? Okay, but how about this? Let's talk about something else that's what I call buzzworthy. So what is buzzworthy? Let me ask this question. As you listen to me, how many of you are getting a flu shot? How many of you are out there thinking, okay, I was at the grocery store, I saw this thing about a flu shot, I need to get a flu shot? Check this out. They say that the pharmacy chains are starting to, you know, started pitching them in August, which I've seen that. And it's a whole thing about convenience, like CVS has a 20% off shopping pass, blah, 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 for anyone who gets a shot. Walgreens, they do the same thing. They donate something to international vaccines. So the start of the flu season is weeks away, maybe even months. But the marketing has, is what they say, is like a year-round thing at this point, because most flu shot campaigns used to start when we'd be into the fall, like in October. But because of these medical clinics, this is so fascinating to me, now it's in your face practically year-round. And the feds, federal health officials, say it's better to get the shot whenever you can. An early flu shot is better than no flu shot. But check this out. The science is mixed on this, about how long a flu shot, you know, holds up. So imagine you get this flu shot thinking, oh, I'm, because this is what I think. I think people think when they get a flu shot, oh, this is protecting me. Oh, I have a great chance not to get sick. I don't want to get the flu. So if you're getting the flu shot early, is it really helping you? Or is it just a marketing scheme? Should you really wait till the fall instead? And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they say it's safe to make the flu shots available to all age groups when it becomes available. But there is a caution. They say the antibodies created by the vaccine decline in the months following the vaccination, especially if you are 65 and older. They did a study on this. So this date thing has me really intrigued. So I'm curious how many of you, one, are getting a flu shot, and do you think about the date of when you're getting the flu shot? So what I would say is, don't take the bait. Wait, because if the antibodies aren't going to be there, then it's a waste. If you have to wait in a line, so what? Wait in a line, and at least it's going to work. I mean, right? I talked about this a few days ago, so this is a good follow-up for odds and ends. In Iowa, the flooding, thousands evacuated Cedar Rapids, and I know there's people listening to us in Cedar Rapids, and, oh, I'm sorry, because I've seen these pictures, the drone video. I saw an overhead drone video, and it's crazy, like highways just disappearing. So thousands of Iowans were smart and evacuated as early as they could. The rising waters of the rivers and the creeks are forcing 10,000 people out of their homes. And it's, you know, Cedar Rapids is Iowa's second largest city. The flood, the worst that they've had since 2008. And it's all about watching that clock and watching for the crest and when's it going to hold and when it's not going to hold. Holding at 23 feet at one point, it's now considered the second worst flood. And as I mentioned, I saw pictures of it. Ooh, extreme. Like just roads washed away. And so, I mean, if you're driving over the bridge, oh, look, and it's beautiful. And then, boom, you're in all of a sudden a pile of water. So I think it's great that there was heavy warnings on this, and people could have a little bit of time anyway to get out and do what they could. All right, bravo for this odds and ends moment. Wells Fargo. How about the fired Wells Fargo workers have decided they're fighting back with a federal lawsuit. Six former employees filed a class action suit Monday in federal court. They're looking for $7.2 billion or more for workers nationwide who were fired or demoted after refusing to open fake accounts. So it builds on a class action lawsuit that was filed last week by two former Wells Fargo workers in California, and it opens up to other workers across the country. And bravo to them, because it was a fraudulent scheme to boost the stock price, and it forced the employees to choose between keeping their jobs and opening unauthorized accounts. That's ridiculous. So, you know, you need your job, you're just working at the bank at Wells Fargo, and then you have this gun to your head, the proverbial gun to your head. So it is a huge headache for Wells Fargo. They were fined $185 million for inflating sales metrics and creating 2 million fake bank and credit card accounts. Now they've got a hearing in the House, an investigation from the Department of Justice, and they're still reeling from being grilled by the Senate Banking Committee. So bravo. Turn up the heat. Are you kidding? They fired 5,300 employees since 2011, by the way, for improper sales tactics. So what does that mean? And this is wrongful termination. Some of them, wow, having to make that choice, crazy. So the Wells Fargo saga, we haven't seen the last of it. And these lawsuits, they'll be buried in lawsuits for a long time. It's shocking, but is it really surprising when we think of the schemes and what's happened in the banking industry? You know, it's like they're Teflon. It's ridiculous. And, of course, who pays the price? It's the little guy that pays the price. Yeah. You know, these we used to make fun of people that, you know, I had a great grandmother put the money in a can, put the money on the mattress, because she knew what it was like to run a business and be poor. And my, you know, family would poke fun at her. I don't think they'd be poking fun at her now. Interest rates versus having my hands on my own money. It's absolutely crazy. All right, here's something else, odds and ends. Very sad about this, but with the gunman in Houston, 9 people were injured. The suspect was killed, and this has a crazy twist in Houston, Texas, and a lot of people are talking about it. It's buzzworthy because it's sad, but Nazi emblems were found in the personal effects of the guy, you know, who was killed in Houston. He wounded 9 people, mass shooting, like I said. And they're not speculating on motives. You know, they're trying to figure it out. They went to the shooter's house and they found all of this paraphernalia, and that was an overwhelming piece of paraphernalia. There was a neighborhood strip mall in an affluent area, and 9 officers engaged in this gunfight while helping wounded people, wounded, you know, citizens. So more than 75 shell casings were found at the scene. He had 2,600 rounds of ammunition for a .45 caliber pistol and a .45 caliber Thompson carbine rifle. And, you know, this, wow. The shooter was a lone gunman who was upset over what was going on at the law firm where he worked, according to the mayor, who was briefed on the shooting by the cops. So the guy was an attorney. Nathan Desai, I think is how you pronounce it. He was business, criminal, and family law. Wow. So one victim critically wounded, another seriously wounded. What is going on? I mean, oh my gosh. Somebody was saying that it was happened on, you know, it happened on Monday morning, and there was a guy describing that he was driving down this nice neighborhood, whatever, nice neighborhood, it could be any neighborhood, but it was an affluent area, and said all of a sudden you could just hear like he was at the OK Corral, gunshots everywhere, gunshots every place he looked, and he's leaning out the window and then ducking in his car. People are screaming and just steady gunshots, and he said it was frightening, and he feels fortunate that he didn't get nicked or anything happened. And I saw pictures of people's cars and what he's talking about, and it was nutty. He just opened up. That's what happened. It was a strip mall parking lot near the corner of this area, so it was connected, you know, to the neighborhood, very close to the neighborhood, and this parking lot just became this tragic, crazy scene, and boy, it's the insanity of that. Going to get your morning coffee, and you are just at the wrong place. And you're definitely, again, this goes to the, even if you're being aware of where you are, I guarantee, as much as I'm aware of where I am, I'm not casing, looking around in that situation. I'm not thinking, oh, there's a great chance that I could be fired upon here. Wow. So, again, crazy, crazy, crazy doings. So that's it for odds and ends, and we're going to boot it over to the other side, talk more about the upcoming presidential debate and a few other things as well here on America Tonight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Surprise, the mailbag is full, especially after the first presidential debate. We've talked so much about it. And finally, it came and it went. So here we got this one from Sean, and Sean says, Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time, like my buddies in Arkansas. Girl, you have some fans here. Sweet. I don't think he meant sweet like that. Sean goes on to say, honestly, I think Trump did a good job. I am supporting Trump, but I would support whoever the Republican is. I just can't really grasp on to the Democratic ideas, and I'm not a big fan of Hillary's. I'm not a woman basher, I'll have you know. And by the way, my friends from Arkansas aren't those kind of dudes either. We would absolutely support a strong female. To me, Condi Rice would have been that person. It's too bad she doesn't run. Do you think someone like Condi would ever run? Well, if you're specifically saying Condoleezza Rice, you know, there's some great things about her, but she's very good at being diplomatic. And I know some people that know her, and they say she's just so fun and brilliant. But I don't think she, you know, that ship has sailed for her. I don't think she wants to run. Because, you know, here's the thing you got to remember. Having been in office, they see what it's like. And you got to be able to really, you got to be able to shed your skin because of the kind of criticism and the microscope that you're under. Things that you're judged by are magnified and exaggerated and everything else. So you have to be able to, number one, you have to be tough to be able to run for the highest office in the land. So let's be fair. If you want to be president and you want to run, you got to be able to take the heat. So I don't think she wants to do that. She has other opportunities and I believe likes those opportunities. She likes to play golf in the off time and she is enjoying her life. So I don't think so. But I like her, though. I do like her. And as far as another woman's concerned, we'll see what happens in the Republican Party. There are some possibilities. Suzanne Martinez is somebody that comes up a lot in New Mexico. I've heard some great things about her. Nikki Haley is kind of a coin flip on Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, and I think there's some young rising stars, too, in the party, if we're talking about Republican women. All right, how about this one from Clint? Kate, wow, that debate wasn't what I really expected. I have to say, did you see the Wall Street Journal poll, and did you see what they had to say about who's leading the race? I did. So, if I said, hey, the Wall Street Journal poll came out right after the debate, who do you think leads? It's Clinton. Clinton leads Trump by 24 points in New York. So let's be clear about that. That's in New York. I think there are other areas in the polling, and I've talked about this, like Ohio is in play, virtual tie in Colorado, Pennsylvania. It's too close to call. Clinton leads Trump by 6 in Virginia. I'll tell you what, this is going to be an election night to remember from the point of view of not really knowing what's going to happen, even with the Electoral College. I think this is going to be one that's pretty tough to call, let's put it that way. All right, how about this one from Randy Delaney? Wow. What do you think the ratings are going to be for this presidential debate? I heard you mention on the air that it was like 80 million or something was the highest rated debate, and it was Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. Yeah, you know, they're saying NBC has drawn the biggest audience. It had like an 11 household rating and a 15 share, something like that. Because remember, this debate was, what, 90 minutes, a little over 90 minutes, actually. And ABC had they all had big ratings, preliminary that we know of. CBS, of course, the big three. And it's interesting because viewership of the debate towered over every program in primetime other than, check this out, The Big Bang Theory. My nephew, who's 14, watches The Big Bang Theory on CBS, and so that means younger people, and maybe even some millennials, but his age for sure, but he's not voting age yet. I think that's pretty interesting. Now, the viewership had been projected as high as 100 million for the first of the three debates, and I don't think we're seeing that, but we're seeing giant numbers. The ratings for the debate will be released at some point, and I may have them even later. Who knows? They may come in the wee hours. But preliminarily, pretty darn high, and I don't think that's a shock. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Big Al. Big Al says, Kate, I don't know why I was thinking about this, but you seem like a pretty cool chick. I was wondering if you could tell me a few things about yourself. We're all curious to know about your life. I think you have a dog. What kind of dog is it? Are you a motorcycle chick? Do you like boating, skiing? What are you into? Wow, so personal questions. Okay, so I'm not a motorcycle chick in the sense that I don't own a motorcycle. I've ridden motorcycles in the past and have enjoyed it. I used to live in Albuquerque, and I had a boyfriend that had a motorcycle, and I'm probably lucky that I wasn't squashed like a fly, to be honest, the way we would drive down the major thoroughfare there. But I did enjoy it and go out to the lake. I do love boating. I do love being out on the water, absolutely. I have a friend that has a boat, and anytime they ask me to go, I'm there, brother. I mean, I'm there. I like to play golf. It's fun. You know what it is? And I think I like the competition. So if I have I call it a blow-up hole, a crappy hole, well, then you're on to the next one. Poker. I like poker. This feels like a Match.com thing, which, of course, I'm married. you know what? I'm into fun. I'm a doer. Probably like some of you are, you know? It's the best, man. I mean, you know, pull it all in while you're healthy and you can go and do a whole bunch of different activities, whatever it is. I do have a golden retriever. That's my dog, is Mahalo. And Mahalo's good for, I've talked about One World Way, and some of you, Timothy, yours is on the way, and Sharon's is on the way, and I've talked about that. I've talked about taking One World Way and the boost it's given to my energy. So it's funny, when I would walk the dog and I'd be tired, like I'd have long days, it was like, oh, gosh, can I do this? Can I go these 3 miles? And I think, this is ridiculous. I'm young enough that 3 miles should be a nothing burger, right? But when we're away, and it has boosted my energy levels like beyond belief, and dog is always hot on my list. No matter what kind of day I've had, I've always walked the dog, even if it's sort of a rainy day. Like the other day, it was pretty rainy, but it wasn't so bad that we couldn't walk, and I walked in the rain. So there you go. There's a little snapshot. Of course, I like sports. I like politics, you know, business, all that kind of stuff. And sometimes that's why we do the cheap movie review. If there's a good movie, I'll go and see a movie like I saw Snowden, and I thought that was pretty interesting the way Oliver Stone shot it, you know. So it leaves you with the question, traitor, hero, coming back? Obama has a chance to pardon him, by the way. Won't do it. Trust me, he won't do that. Okay, we move on to Glenn. Kate, I have a question. You know, watching what's happening in these debates, what do you think the second debate is going to be like? Are we going to see Trump take over and have control like he did in this last one? It seemed to me, and even your body language expert said that he wanted control, and you could tell, you asked her the question about putting his hand on her back. So it seems as though he wanted control of the debate, and he had more time. He did have more time. Well, he, you know what, he was interrupting a lot. And it is his style. I was listening to All Angles afterwards, and after I got off the air, to hear what other people had to say. Here's the deal. I mean, if you were in the Trump camp, you thought he did well. If you were in the Hillary Clinton camp, you thought she did well. So I'm not shocked by that. But the in-betweens, and I said this the other day, that's who they're hunting, because that can make a big difference if we have a close election, even with the Electoral College. And it seems to me, and I really was able to check in on this both nationally and in some individual areas, because the smart thing that TV people were doing is they were doing these focus groups, and they would go to them on camera, and they'd be 15, 20, 16, however many people, and you had some in-betweens. You had some people that, again, when I say in between, they weren't sure who they were voting for. And clearly, you could tell they weren't sure. And when they were questioned, they still weren't sure and were not happy that there were some issues that weren't addressed, like health care. And you heard a lot of people say, you know what, I'm struggling with health care. It's important to me. It's important to my family. And it scares me. And, you know, we didn't hear anything about that. And we heard a little bit about jobs, but nothing specific. And so I thought that was interesting. So I think the second one is, of course, really big. And then the third is the kicker. It's the last time to go one-on-one against each other. Easy when you're on the campaign trail to say whatever you want to say about the other person. And in politics, certainly Clinton knows this, and obviously Trump is learning this, and he knows this from business. Hey, all's fair in love and war, right? All's fair in love, war, and I'll add this, politics. So it can get nasty, and then it's over. And that's why Democrats can go after each other, Republicans go after each other, and then they let it go, because that's the game of politics, right or wrong. That's how it is. All right, here's another one. This one is from Hal, who says, Kate, did you happen to see that Bibi Netanyahu says, as much as he didn't like Obama, he says both presidential candidates, he would, you know, would support Israel. So it sounds as though either one of the candidates works for Netanyahu. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that, because Clinton and Trump both have strong ties to Israel, both have strong ties to the Jewish community. So I'm not surprised by that at all. I guess in that sense, I think that's a good thing, because why have another problem where we're like tic-tac-toe, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, who do you think they'll support, like the conversation about Putin. But again, not a surprise that both candidates would support Israel and that Israel would support both candidates. All right, thanks for all the mail. Remember, you can always email me, americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, Tallyman.
Tail end of this hour. On America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Don't forget, in our next hour, if you're with us and you're listening live, you can participate in Nail the Score. I mentioned this already. We get a lot of questions about when is Nail the Score? So Nail the Score each and every week, Tuesday into Wednesday, your chance to win some incredible prizes. Not really. Good prizes. I don't know why I say incredible prizes. Not like you're getting a car or something. You're going to win a car if you nail the score. No, not really. But you definitely have bragging rights, and it's definitely a lot of fun, and you definitely do win some prizes, which, by the way, many of you have asked for One World Way, and I've sent you packets of it because my pal Stephen Hewer gave me a ton of One World Way to give out to everybody. So Tommy Williams and Sharon B., your stuff is on the way. Anybody else who wants it when you call in for Nail the Score, I will certainly send it to you or send me an email at americatonight.net. On that note, it's time for another Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo. Nathan Reeder joins us for this. It's always my favorite thing to do. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Bloop.
Do that again. Yeah, nice. I love it. All right, so here's one for you. This can be tricky when you propose marriage and you try to do it in fun, cool places because it's like one of your favorite spots and, oh, you thought the mood was right and you decided in the middle of a baseball game, how perfect would this be? And that's exactly what a fan did. And, you know, they say it's about $100 you can propose to your significant other at Yankee Stadium, and then people will watch you on the big screen and do that. So during Tuesday's Yankee-Red Sox game, one fan, which that's a huge rivalry, by the way, one fan started his in-stadium proposal, but then all of a sudden his face looked like something was wrong. He dropped the ring. So the video board even cut away to save the fan from the embarrassment of losing the ring, and the whole place went crazy because he had lost the ring. The good news is that it took, I think, a little time, but everybody was crawling around trying to find it, so they eventually found the ring. Wow. Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo. I guess you can propose anywhere, right?
Was that a Red Sox fan?
It was a Yankee fan. That would have been brutal. Then it would have been like, okay, find the ring. Just take the ring.
Yeah, whatever. Shred it. That's cute.
Shred it.
You can propose anywhere. Use your brains. Make it creative. Touch your souls. Do it. Dare you.
Touch your souls. I got engaged on the top of the Empire State Building. And I had no idea that was happening, but my husband said he thought he was going away, and he said he wanted to make sure that he asked me to get married, and I was really blindsided. I had no clue. And what happened was, he said, this is one of your favorite cities, and you grew up in you know, this whole tri-state area, so I wanted to do it here. And I was just in shock, Nathan, and for everybody listening, that I almost didn't have any reaction, but there were all these women that were from countries all over the place. You could tell because they were talking in different languages that were crying, but, you know, as they were walking by because they saw what was happening. So they started crying. So that was cute. They touched them, for sure.
See, there's some things that just, you know, only a song or a look is going to tell the story. You can't quite get it from words.
Words! Yeah, exactly. All right. Then I'm sure people listening, I'm sure you have stories as well. I'm sure there are other people with probably even other mind-blowing stories. Okay, so there's a thing called Funny or Die. Are you aware of it? Do you know anything about Funny or Die?
I've got a friend who works over there.
Funny or Die. There's funny. They put funny stuff, so Funny or Die. So Katy Perry did a sort of a strip down for Funny or Die's Everyone Votes campaign, and it's been shared all over the place like 1.5 million times, you know, whatever. I mean, of course, they are fuzzing her out, and she had her hair, she had her hair like kind of in with lollipops all over it. That's what it was. There was a lollipop in her hair, and there was popcorn in her hair, and, you know, she talked about what a wild night it was. And the point of the whole thing is to get people to come and vote as they are. So, you know, that was the whole idea, that she was obviously askew, but it doesn't matter. You can still go and vote. So, Funny or Die, clever or not, shred it, fruits and nuts, or bingo?
Shred it.
Shred it, of course. Shred it.
Whatever. Rock the vote. Yeah, sure. Okay. Cool.
Rock the vote.
Young people, go do it.
Yeah, rock the vote. I don't know when that first came around. Like, I think that a long, long time ago, like the beginnings of MTV, maybe.
Yeah, I think that was maybe the second presidential campaign for Clinton.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. I want to say that. I mean, I know we can be sitting here and we can be looking it up, but...
Yeah, 1990, actually, for sure.
1990, wow.
Yeah. Back when MTV was music.
That's right. Back when it was so innocent, you could just watch a video. Wow, that's really cool, that video. How'd they shoot that? Now it's a whole different world. Now it's about 6 seconds, and it's a vine. Unbelievable. All right, I think this is just a sweet story, and I'll let you classify it, but I read it somewhere. There are these two horses that have become really good friends, Daisy and Angel. And what the deal is, Daisy is blind, and Angel guides Daisy around the pasture. It was something that they saw the one horse naturally do, and then it became a pattern. So it shows you nature. I mean, I think it shows you nature. The one horse realizes the other horse has a permanent condition, I guess, and decides, I'm going to be the guide. I think that story is wild.
I think it's great.
I do too.
To know that something doesn't have just the bottom line waiting underneath it.
No, I mean, this is just a simple story. They're both out in the pasture. The one horse, they formed a deep bond, and they were waiting to be adopted. That's the other part of the story. They were in the Humane Society, so of course the horse was blinded by somebody. But this other horse just snuggled up to it and, tried to help the horse, help the horse get along. I think that is just cool. I say bingo to that.
Sure. Touch is bingo.
Yeah, and they're hoping, they're still, by the way, waiting to be adopted, so they're hoping that they will be adopted together, which I agree, that would be very cool if somebody could do that, because who knows what the backstory is on what happened to the horse. I know it wasn't great, and I love that this other horse has cozied up, for sure, there's no question about that. Okay, last one. The last one is this one. I don't know if we care about this or not, but it certainly is getting a lot of publicity. You know, in the movies now, there's kind of this trend again to do real life stories. Not that there haven't always been them, but now there are a lot of them, like Snowden, etc. And Deepwater Horizon is the next one to come out. And Deepwater Horizon, we lived through here on America Tonight. We had lots of different people on talking about it, and we talked about it, and etc. And anyway, so now this Deepwater Horizon movie is expected to be tops at the box office. So the question is, do we want to relive that horror of this 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico? Mark Wahlberg is in it, and Kurt Russell, and Kate Hudson, and
Yeah, we totally do. Everybody does.
All right, so then it's a bingo.
Oh, yeah, I'm going with bingo. Why not?
Bingo! We'll relive it. Let's see if they'll tell us about the heroes, though. At least that part will be good. All right, thank you, Nathan.
You got it. Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.